next to a story developing on the left coast. California's Bay Area has seen a spate of violent crimes against Asians perpetrated by African Americans. Just last month, two black teenagers in Oakland allegedly punched 59-year-old Tian Sheng Yu. He later died from hitting his head on the pavement. Earlier this year, 83-year-old Juan Shin died after he was reportedly beaten by black teens in San Francisco. Chuck Nevius of the San Francisco Chronicle has been following all of this and joins us now on the line. Thanks, Chuck, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give us a few more details? What kind of things are going on there? And is there a series of them?
Well, there are a series, and it's been a very troubling discussion, but I think it's been a very worthwhile discussion if we can move beyond sort of the back and forth. You mentioned the two incidents, and there was a third incident. As it happens, there's been about one a month. Yuan Chen was January. And then in March, there was a woman named Mrs. Chen. We're only identifying her as Mrs. Chen. Mm-hmm. Video cameras picked up footage of an African-American boy. He turns out to be 15 years old. She was waiting on the bus stop. There's a raised platform. He came up from behind, grabbed her, and threw her up in the air and off the platform. She heard her hip and knocked out some of her teeth and so forth. And, of course, the fact that there was a video of it and it was played on a lot of the local TV stations just raised the level of tension.
How are people responding? And I'm meaning in both communities.
Well, in both communities is critical. I think that's very important to say. The impetus for all of this came at a board meeting of the Board of Supervisors. We have a Board of Supervisors like a city council because San Francisco is a city and a county, so mm-hmm. Board of Supervisors. Back on April 27th, they have a period of time called public comment, when technically anyone can get up and express themselves. And to the surprise of just about everyone, an enormous number of people from the Asian American community showed up, hundreds, literally. And there was 5 hours of testimony, much of it extremely emotional, people in tears, and we've been targeted, and you know, we've had this happen to us. And it kind of took the whole city by surprise. We obviously, the area that we're talking about is an area of crime, and the police have been working very hard to do something about that. But the idea that they'd been targeted was an entirely new concept, I think, for San Francisco. And that's what has kind of raised the level of dialogue and, frankly, the temperature of the dialogue.
I think we have some sound from a recent town meeting in which residents, both Asian and African-American residents, met with the chief of police. And some of the black residents were complaining, saying that no one cares when black people are victims of crime. Let's hear a little bit of that.
You have to understand the frustration of our people to see y'all get so concerned over one incident that you bring the whole police department out here to talk to us.
But haven't there been those in the Asian community that say that the police and the city are kind of downplaying the role of race in these attacks?
Well, that's a really good question, I think, that is being hashed out. I think, obviously, it's a very volatile issue. And anytime you bring race into something like this, it becomes even more volatile. There is a lot of crime in this area, and the black community has a good case because there's been crime in the Bayview area for years, and their complaint that, hey, now all of a sudden you're paying attention to this, I think has to be heard. But I also think that the police department doesn't want to get involved in the racial discussion, and because of it, I think they're downplaying a little bit what's happening. One of the things that they said was that the Asian community only makes up 30% of San Francisco. Frankly, they're only involved in 30% of the crime. But what I found in later research was that there was actually a private study done by some of the police districts in which they found that specific kinds of crimes, for example, strong-arm robberies, and your listeners will know what we're talking about in terms of iPods and iPhones and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. In those cases, they did a series of 300 cases, looked at those. 85% involved an African-American who came up and strong-armed somebody for his iPod or something like that.
Meaning basically he just snatched it?
Grab it away. These are low-level crimes. They're not anything like the killing that we saw when an 83-year-old man was beaten, but it's the kind of thing that I think sets the community on edge. And I think the other thing that's happened we should make sure to mention is that a lot of the Chinese-Americans, Asian-Americans are moving into this neighborhood. So there is the inevitable clash of cultures that we see often when something like this happens. So a lot of factors at play. Again, we're just hoping that the dialogue stays productive and doesn't turn into a finger-pointing at the police, at different cultures, these kinds of things.
Chuck, briefly, is there proof that Asian Americans are being targeted by blacks? And I mean really briefly. Thanks.
Yes. Well, that's the excellent question. And I think they're certainly looking into it. the best thing that I'm hearing is that both leaders in both groups are getting together to get exactly that kind of information out and then talk about what they can do with it.
And the police are doing something to make it easier for Asian victims to report the crimes, right?
They are, and that's one of the other factors we should have mentioned is one of the things we heard was they didn't report because, A, they don't speak a lot of English, and B, culturally, the idea was to keep your head down, stay out of the way.
Chuck, I've got to jump in here. Sorry, we are out of time. But I would love to talk more about this later because it seems a pretty serious problem. Chuck Nevius is a columnist and blogger for the San Francisco Chronicle. He joined us on the line. Thank you so much for the insight. We will check back with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.